Jerry Beto Show 1053. One other thought on the absolute transformation that General Kelly is conducting in the West Wing. You know what's going to be really entertaining? Maybe entertaining isn't the right word. Intriguing. If there are people within the West Wing who, under him, who try to undermine him. That's, I might stick with entertaining, Earl. I just might. That's going to be very interesting to see. Now this. This did not get a lot of play. The United Auto Workers suffered what is being called a humiliating defeat in the South last week. And I agree with that characterization. This is a humiliating defeat. The United Auto Workers tried to unionize a Nissan plant in Canton, Mississippi. Yes, Mississippi. I know there's a more famous one in Ohio. This Canton is in Mississippi. It was a nearly 2-1 defeat to unionize with the UAW at this Nissan auto plant in Mississippi. 2,244 to 1,307. As the Wall Street Journal reports it, it wasn't for lack of trying. They brought in Bernie Sanders. They brought in Democratic National Committee Chair Tom Perez and Danny Glover. This is notable. More than 80% of the workers at the plant are black. And the UAW and its Democratic allies sought to exploit racial politics as much as economics. In an op-ed for The Guardian, Senator Sanders claimed that union supporters were connecting workers' rights with civil rights, while Nissan was out to exploit human misery and insecurity and turn them into high profits. They claimed white supervisors favored white workers. But the race baiting fell flat in Canton, where for 14 years Nissan has provided solid blue-collar jobs, many of which require only a high school education. The plant's initial hires are now earning about $26 an hour. Newer recruits earn up to $24, far more than the $16.70 average hourly production wage in central Mississippi. Nissan also offers retirement benefits comparable to other U.S. automakers and up to 37 days a year of paid time off, including vacation and holidays. For the past 2 years, workers have received a $4,000 annual bonus. In other words, Nissan is taking care of their employees. So they said, why would we do this? Why would we unionize? And I think it is a stunning defeat given the fact that more than 80% of the employees are African American and racial politics didn't work. This, of course, has been a huge frustration for the United Auto Workers, what's called the transitional automobile industry in the South, foreign-owned companies opening plants in the South. It has been a struggle to get some of them unionized, and it has just become the holy grail for the UAW. Trigger warning. Nissan did not shrink from explaining to workers that unionization could strain the plant's global competitiveness. The UAW responded by accusing the company of threats and harassment, filing a ritual complaint with the NLRB, which supervised the election. The NLRB could order a new election, but unions typically do worse the second time around. In other words, they're suggesting that Nissan threatened the plant could go away. Well, the plant could go away. That's always a dicey thing. Is it a direct, overt threat? If you do this, we're leaving. That's one thing. Versus being absolutely honest and saying that a union situation makes us less competitive. As the Wall Street Journal puts it, the UAW's problem isn't unfair negotiating tactics. The reason the union hasn't been able to organize workers in the South and the reason its ranks have shrunk by more than 75% in 35 years is because most workers don't think a union has much to offer and will eventually put their jobs at risk. And as we have said many times, Earl, I know, well, I need my clock here late in the hour. Earl, you know how it is. You're playing with the computer over there, and you take my clock away. And now I've wasted 5 seconds asking for my clock, so it's on Earl. Anyway, we have long said that the real reasons why unions are needed have been put into legislation. Someday there may be a tipping point where workers' rights are eroded again. For real. Unless and until that happens, you're going to see more and more votes like this. 10:59, Rush is next. Have a lovely one, won't you?
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.